Pleasant good morning once again, dear saints and friends. Y'all wouldn't believe. This week I texted Brother Joel and Brother Jason and I told them, have somebody as backup to speak this morning because I was having a real hard time with allergies. When we were singing this morning, I started really low and I was surprised I was able to raise my voice the way I did because it feels so much better than it did earlier on this week. Glory to God for that. Oh man. When I was preparing this message this morning, it dawned on me that this might be the last time I'll be in the pulpit at Grace Chapel, and I'm trying not to tear up. Because we came here and we found a family. People who we can say has genuinely loved us and accepted us. And I would like to say my time here was really, really enjoyable. I hope the few messages that I spoke has been a blessing to you guys. I know the teaching that we have received have been a blessing to me and my family. Good sound Bible teaching. When I came here, I had an intent, I anticipated that I might be sharing with you guys from the Word of God. I never thought I was going to be a song leader. And I really do appreciate that you guys sat there and listened to me make a joyful noise because that's what it was. But it has been one of the most enjoyable things I've ever experienced. Just standing here and be able to sing praises to the Lord. I don't know if that will continue, but I'll miss this. I told my brother, I said, do you know I'm worship leader? He was like, what? He said, I can't see you doing that. I say, when Brother Joel asked me to do that, I was like, did this man ever hear me sing? But I realized it wasn't so much about the sound of the voice, but it was encouraging us to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Sing from our heart. And I pray that when I leave here, it wouldn't stop, that you guys will continue not just to listen to the good teaching, but to sing praises to the Lord. It's never easy saying goodbye. So I would not make it a long message this morning. As you see, it seems like the more I say goodbye, the more difficult it becomes. Especially, normally, I sort of tear up at the end of a message. But I love you guys so much here, man. The comfort that we felt in this assembly, it's no other place matched it. When we left Hawaii, I thought, oh man, there could not be anything like this. And then I got here and boy, you all got a family here. And I wish other people in the community can come in here and realize that the love of God really do exist in this little assembly. And it's my prayer that each and every seat in this little chapel will be filled so people can experience the love of God and that brotherhood and sisterhood and the way the Bible expects it to be. We might not have agreed on everything, but I could say one thing we agreed on, that we love the Lord and we try our best to rightly divide the word of truth. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, what a joy it is to be able to stand here this morning. Heavenly Father, and look into the body of believers and say that truly appreciate that you have allowed us to be here, not just to share, but to be ministered to also. Heavenly Father, what a blessing that has been for me and my family. Continue to pray for this assembly, Heavenly Father, for the elders, the leadership, and each and every member of the brothers and sisters, for the love and appreciation that Dear Shua to us, Heavenly Father, oh, what a blessing. Pray, Heavenly Father, as I speak this message, it will be a blessing to their hearts. So although it might be goodbye, Heavenly Father, but it will be temporary. And even if we do not see on this side of heaven, Heavenly Father, that we will get to embrace once again in love and unity in your presence. So bless our hearts this morning. This we ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Woo! This was not supposed to be so hard. God has a plan for each and every one of us. What it is, I don't know. But he knows. You know, when I got to Hawaii, we went to one church and then we changed church because stuff was just not working out. And one of the first things that was said to us is that we were answered to prayer. And upon leaving Hawaii, the military said we were supposed to go to Fort Drum, New York. And what we did, we asked the believers to pray because we didn't want to go to Fort Drum. We know it is very, very cold up there. Nikki does not do well in that type of weather. And lo and behold, we left from going to one of the coldest bases to probably the hottest one. I remember when we landed and we stepped up, they shut off the engine in the plane, it immediately got hot. And I thought, well, maybe the plane's on fire, something is wrong. And then we stepped out and I realized, oh no, it's El Paso. And I said to my dad, if hell was a place, this is it. But as I said, what I never realized is that God had a plan. And while we were praying not to go to Fort Drum, you guys were praying for the Lord to send somebody. And that does show me that God do have a plan. And what that plan is, sometimes it's beyond us. But he works everything out the way he see it fit. And there will be some words of a song on the screen. It says, I know who holds tomorrow. And there is a testimony behind that song. The guy who wrote that song, his name is Ira Stanfield. And he was a music leader and a pastor. And what happened is that he got blindsided by his wife when she came one day and she told him, I wanted a divorce. And he did not see that coming. And the story goes that Ira fell into a deep, deep depression. He did not want to be a pastor anymore. And as a matter of fact, he thought about leaving the ministry. So as he was driving to the chapel one day, trying to make up his mind what to do, he started to hum the music to a song in his head. And when he got to the chapel, he decided to put words to that music. And he wrote those words. I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. Brothers and sisters, I don't know what tomorrow holds. You don't know what tomorrow holds. But we know who holds tomorrow. The song goes something like this. If you can, I'll just try to sing the first verse. He said, I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. Why don't borrow from the sunshine? For its skies may turn to gray. I don't know the future. For I know what Jesus said. And today I walk beside him, for he knows what lies ahead. Oh, many things about tomorrow, why don't seem to understand. tomorrow. So and I know who holds my hand. I really don't know what tomorrow brings, but God do knows. I want you to turn your Bibles with me to the book of Jeremiah this morning. And this is one of my favorite verses in scripture, Jeremiah chapter 29. And let me say this. If you have a social media account, you will see this verse being posted. It is printed on t-shirts. A matter of fact, I have a plaque with that verse in my house. And it is a verse of encouragement. In a book of Jeremiah, if you were to read through Jeremiah, I know you guys had, there is a lot of sort of gloom and doom in the book of Jeremiah. Well, all of a sudden, you have this verse in Jeremiah chapter 29. I want us to turn and look at verse 11. Jeremiah 29 and verse 11. He said, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you a future and a hope." Let's read that again. "For I know," the old King James Version will read it, "For I know the plans I have for you, said the Lord." That's what the Lord said. Plans not to harm you, but to prosper you. Plans to give you hope and a future. And a lot of people look at this verse as it sort of was written for them as an individual. But I want to be clear this morning. This verse was written for exile Israel. And if you read prior to this verse, Jeremiah prophesied that the children of Israel will be exiled in Babylon for 70 years. So I want us to understand this morning, although we are using this verse, it doesn't mean a quick fix as most people have it. "I know the plans I have for you, said the Lord, plans to prosper me and to give me hope in the future," like a kind of right now sort of thing. But it was 70 years. What's interesting about this is that another man came to the children of Israel, and he told them that he heard from the Lord. And he said, no, it's not going to be like this. But then said, it's going to be 2 years, and everything will be restored. You will be back in your land with everything. And he died after 2 months. But in all that, 70 years in exile, the Lord said to the children of Israel, "You, when you are there, make the best out of a bad situation. Have kids, build house, enjoy the spoil of the land while you were in exile." So today I ask the question, is Jeremiah 29 for us today? And I will say, yes, to an extent. Because the sentiment is implied. So although these prophetic words was for the children of Israel, you and I, who serve the Lord and is part of the church, can see God's grace and his mercy and him wanting the best for those who he loves. And that's what this verse really speaks of. He has a plan for Israel. It did not mean that most of you may have seen the television ad. I need my money and I need it now. And that's sometimes how we go about stuff. Lord, I want this now. I need it immediately. But he holds tomorrow, not you and I. And although we might want things to go the way we want it, and if it was up to me to tell you the truth, we probably was going to ask to stay here. Because that's, you guys are family. But he knows best. And this might be goodbye for now, but you never know. We have made 2 trips to Maryland so far. Maybe this is where we only will be in Kentucky for a year. Keep praying, you never know. So the children of Israel were stuck in Babylon for 70 years, but God had a plan to bring them back home. I don't know, maybe this is what God has in store as home. But brothers and sisters, even if we're moving on, you guys will never be far from our hearts. And that's one of the good thing, if there is ever a good thing in leaving here, that you guys will never leave our hearts. And I hope the same rings true for you, that you will continue to remember us in prayers and uplift us as we go along. But what I do know is that we have this group, and they cannot kick me out of it. I'm in that group for life. So I'll always be communicating with the elders and with the brothers, with their jokes and everything. And it's such a blessing. Sometimes you get up in the morning and you get the right verse that you need to carry you through the day. But God has a plan for us, and he wants to fulfill that plan in our lives. But sometimes it's up to you and I how that plan is fulfilling our life. Because God is not just going to give us what he has planned for us if we are not ready for it. So sometimes he puts us through stuff to get us ready, and we have to recognize that. If you are a good father to your kids, you would not just shower them with things if they are not living right. If they are not doing the right things, you would not reward bad behavior. For those of us who have satellite TV, you might understand this analogy. And I want you to think of that satellite up there as God. And I want you to think of your body as a display, that television screen. And I want us to think about the spirit of man that communicates with God. So we are made of body, spirit, body, soul, and spirit. So the spirit part of the man is able to communicate with God. So if you have a satellite up there and you have a TV, and what happens is that box you have, it communicates with the satellite. And then whatever it happens there, you have a display. And it's the right display. So if you put it on this channel, that's what you get. But for those of us, we know if there is bad weather, or if there's a tree that falls and it blocks up that dish, because that dish, that communicating device, think of it like the spirit of man. So if there is an interruption between the dish and the satellite, guess what? The display is not right. It might say on the television screen, check to see if there's anything that's interrupting the feed. So brothers and sisters, I want to say this morning. Sometimes we want from our Lord, he has a plan for us, he wants well for us, but our fellowship with him is very, very, very important. Staying connected to the souls is important. And if there is any stuff that is modern up, the feed, that relationship between this our spirit and him, then what we display as individual would not look Christian-like. And what he wants to give us, there will be an interruption. What the satellite sent back to that box, if there is an interruption, then that display is not right. So sometimes God has a blessing for us, but there is something that is causing the feed to be interrupted. Then we say, well, why isn't God doing this for me? Or why isn't he doing that? And the children of Israel sort of experienced that. It was their disobedience. God had a plan for Israel. It was a wonderful plan. They were supposed to enter the promised land, stay in the promised land, and live for him and live happily. But every time there was an interruption between their God and what they did, and we see what the display was. So my encouragement to you this morning is to continue trusting the Lord. I want us to take two things from this morning's thought. One, we know God indeed has a plan for us, and he wants to give us our heart's desire. But God did not promise a life without struggle. He did not promise a life without struggle. And if we were to go back a few verses in the book of Jeremiah 29, we will see that, well, in the book of Jeremiah period, that the children of Israel, they doubted God at times because they were struggling and they couldn't understand why is these things happening to us. But brothers and sisters, I want us to understand there are two things. When things are happening the way we don't want it to happen, is one, don't blame God. Sometimes it's always our fault. Two, maybe God is preparing us for what he has in store, and he just wants us to be ready. So if God cannot trust you with a little, why would he bestow a lot? But sometimes he wants to give to you, and he has to prepare you. So sometimes we have to go through the struggle to see the beauty on the other side. If you're ever traveling to Ohio and you're taking the Pennsylvania route, and you look at that highway, especially in the fall, man, that highway is dangerous. When you're going through the mountains, sometimes you look to the left, and if you go off that road and nobody saw you, I don't think they'll find you. But to see the beauty of the changing of the leaves, you have to take that dangerous path. And sometimes God takes us through that valley so we can see the beauty on the other side. So not every time something comes our way, we ought to complain about it. He's testing us. And that's why the Bible say, in everything, give thanks. Not for everything, but in everything. So if I was to be suffering from some sort of disease today, I wouldn't go and say, Lord, thank you for heart failure. But even in heart failure, I can find ways to give God thanks. Even in the struggle, find a way to give God thanks. As long as you're breathing, let's be thankful to him. In everything, give thanks. You know, sometimes we find ourselves in certain situations and we ask ourselves, why, Lord? I didn't want this, but why? You remember Paul? He asked that the thorns to be taken away from him. But when Paul understand that it was not about him, But it was a God. He said, I will glory in my infirmities. Brothers and sisters, this is hard, saying goodbye to you. But you know what I would like to focus on as we leave? Not the goodbye, oh, but the wonderful times we had with you guys. That is what I want to take with me. That is what's going to keep me happy and keep me remembering you guys. And goodbye is always hard, and you guys, you know that. And no, I'm sure we all have said goodbye to loved ones. We may have lost loved ones and saying goodbye. But then if you remember the good times you had, you know, I was speaking to the young boys just there, and I was like, man, we're going to miss you. But it was such a pleasure just being able to speak with them openly and talk basketball. And just, they said, do you have any advice? And they might tell you what the advice I gave them. I said, wait. If they want to, they might explain that to you guys, to the parents. I said, wait. The Bible study on Wednesday evening has been such an encouragement. Just coming in, being able to just sit and listen, and the preparation of the brothers to host the Bible study. I remember when we just got here, one of the things when y'all was going through the Bible and they announced, you know, continue to read, going through the Bible, I sat there the very first, I was like, what is this? And then I told Brother Joel, I said, I'm not taking part in this. And no, I'm going to miss this. It maybe the wrong choice of words, but it kind of forces you, which is a good thing, to get into the scripture, and you have to. And the encouragement is, we know we cannot go through all six chapters. That's what he said, read ahead. So you understand the little you get. When you put it together, you realize it's a blessing. So brothers and sisters in Christ, I would like to leave you with Ephesians chapter 23 and 24. He said, peace to you, the brothers and sisters, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to all who love our Lord Jesus Christ with an undying love. And that last statement, that undying love, I can say this morning, we felt it. It was real. Just the time of fellowship, that potluck, as you guys call it. Whenever I speak to anybody, I said, on the last Sunday of every month, we have food, fun, and fellowship. That's what I call it. Because it's always fun. And there's a lot of food. What is that fellowship? So I say, it's FFF, food, fun, and fellowship. I've never experienced that. On special days, maybe Mother's Day and Father's Day, Christmas dinner. But it's getting together. It does more for the believers than you guys might ever think. Just being able to sit together and have a meal together and just talk. You don't even have to be about the Bible. How are you doing today, my brother? How are you doing today, my sister? Listen, this is no joke. I've hugged more people in this assembly than I've ever hugged. I'll be very honest. Prior to being here, I never really hugged guys. And don't get me wrong. But Brother Joel and Brother Jason and Brother Take and Telly, I gave them a tight embrace. And it was an embrace of love. I'm going to miss you guys. This is so very hard. And I know when Ava was just speaking to Emma and she said, yes, I'll be leaving on Sunday to go to New York. I saw the sadness in her face. But Emma asked her, why? I know she's gonna miss her too. And Sister Aurora said she's praying that something happens and we wouldn't go. Sister Amora, who I've probably seen the last year, said, I'm going to visit you guys in Kentucky. I was like, oh, our house will be open. But I pray the Lord not change a thing here. If anything, have people come in and experience what we experience. That love of God that sometimes is beyond our understanding that is showcased in a body that love Him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, what a privilege that has been for us to be here. These are tears of sadness, Heavenly Father, but it also are tears of joy for what we have experienced with the believers here at Grace Chapel. Thank you, Lord, for having us here. We don't know what your plan is, Heavenly Father, but we pray that we could take that love and that fellowship and share it with whomever we will be associated with, whatever church we may be attending, that we will be able to give this testimony of a little church in El Paso where the Spirit of the Lord dwells and it's showcased in the heart of the believer and it displays in the actions. So, Heavenly Father, I just ask that you bless each and every one of them with a special blessing this morning. And that as we go, we'll keep them in our hearts and our prayers. And they would likewise do the same for us. Just bless every heart in here this morning. This we ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen.